Bob, he said, gee, Willie, he said, I'm freezing. I said, well, here he was my parkie. So we put the parkie on, and I kept the fire going. I made a deal where it would reflect, the heat would reflect back onto us. And I kept the fire going all night, and he did some sleeping and snoozing. And I worked my neck off that night. I never did get a wink of sleep. And in the morning, while we got up, it was nice. You could see. If we'd have waited in Ruby, you'd have nothing to it that night. So anyway, there we are. I went out and took the covers off the pontoon, and the whole piece is ripped out of the float that long. Great big hole. And the ragged edges of the pieces were bent back. Well, the only thing I could do, I straightened them up. I got underneath in my hand in the water and bent those pieces back up into the hole a little bit, you know, kind of fill the hole up. And we unloaded the airplane. We had a $75,000 worth of film, unexposed film, not developed. It was taken on that picture up there. It was insured for $75,000 right on the card right on it. And we took that out and took all the seat cover and the seat and all the tools and fire pot, crank, everything. No, I left the crank. And we had a pump. So I told Robbie, I said, now, goddammit, we'll get the engine going. I had to heat the engine to get it to going. I put the fire pot under the engine, put the motor cover on, heated up, and we turned the airplane around, pulled the tail up on the bank. And then I pumped to beat the band, you know. We got the engine all warm and everything, and